Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a lush pad and turning it into something that feels much more like Pirate Radio Jungle Energy in Ableton Live 12. Not a floating ambient wash, more like a gritty, rhythmic texture that locks with the break, leaves room for the sub, and adds that old school pressure. This is an advanced resampling workflow, so the big idea here is simple. We're not just designing a sound, we're printing movement into audio. That's what gives jungle pads that unstable, lived-in feel. A perfectly smooth pad can sound nice on its own, but in a DNB arrangement it often feels too polite. We want it tighter, shorter, a little grainy, a little compressed, and definitely glued to the groove. First, choose a pad source with character. You want rich mids, some harmonic motion, and a long sustain to work with. Something synthy, maybe slightly detuned, maybe already a bit wide. Avoid pads that are super glossy or super airy, because those usually fight the drums. If the source is too clean, you can duplicate it and detune one copy by a few cents to introduce some instability. That small imperfection can make a huge difference. Now clean the low end right away. Put EQ8 first in the chain and high pass aggressively. Start around 120 to 180 Hz, and don't be afraid to go steeper if needed. Around 150 Hz is often a solid starting point. If the pad feels muddy, dip a little around 200 to 400 Hz. If it has sharpness or glass up top, gently tame the 2 to 5 kHz zone. The goal is to make space for the kick, snare, and sub before you start adding any movement or dirt. Next, shorten the pad's envelope. If you're using a synth like Wavedable or Analog, reduce release so the sound doesn't smear across the bar, and keep the attack soft, but not too slow. If the source is audio or a sample, use auto filter or gate to shape it. A low pass filter can help focus the body of the pad, and a touch of resonance gives it some personality. If the pad is just too long and too smooth, gate can make it feel more chopped and rhythmic. In jungle, a slightly gated pad often feels more authentic than a perfectly sustained one. Now we need movement. This is where the pad starts to dance with a break. One of the easiest ways is auto pan in phase zero mode, which turns it into tremolo rather than a stereo sweep. Try a rate of 1/8 or 1/16, with the amount somewhere around 20 to 50%. A slightly squarer shape can make the pulse more obvious. You're not trying to turn it into a wobble or a trance effect. You just want subtle chop and motion, enough of the pad to feel alive. If you have Macs for live modulators available, you can also modulate filter cutoff, gain, or even reverb amount. Small movements are the key. In this style, too much modulation can make the layer feel disconnected from the drums. We want it to breathe, not drift away. Now compress it. Glue compressor is great here. Aim for about 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. A ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 works well. Keep the attack somewhere around 10 to 30 milliseconds so you still get a little front edge, and let the release breathe with the groove. Auto release can be a good starting point. If the pad is getting too spiky, turn on soft clip. The goal is to press the pad into the beat so it feels like part of the production, not like a separate floating layer. If the stereo image is too huge, control that too. Utility is your friend here. Bring the width down to maybe 70 to 90% if the pad is taking over too much space. Another useful trick is to keep the core of the sound more centered, and let only the airy part spread wide. That often helps the track feel bigger without making the mix messy. Now it's time to add grit. Old school jungle is rarely pristine, and that's part of the charm. Saturator is a great first pass. Add a few dB of drive, keep soft clip on, and aim for warmth rather than obvious distortion. If you want more lo-fi roughness, Redux can add that slightly crushed, grainy edge, but use it carefully. Too much and you lose the musical body of the pad. If you want a darker modern edge, Roar can add nice harmonic dirt, and Drum Bus can give it a bit more bite. The sweet spot is usually warm saturation, with just a touch of digital roughness. Now comes the fun part, resampling. Create a new audio track and set it to resampling, or route the pad track into it. Arm the track and record a pass. Do at least a 2-bar and a 4-bar take if you can. The reason we print multiple passes is because tiny changes in movement, compression, and saturation can create more believable jungle energy than a static MIDI loop. If you've automated filter cutoff, drive, or width, even better, record that motion into audio. Once the resample is on the timeline, start editing it like jungle material, not like a synth part. Trim the silence. Cut it down to a clean 2-bar or 4-bar phrase. Add fade so you don't get clicks. If the tail is too long, shorten it more. If the loop feels too static, slice it up. Reverse one tail. Nudge one chop slightly ahead or behind the grid. Duplicate one hit and leave a gap somewhere else. That kind of small asymmetry is what makes the loop feel human and musical, not just repeated. At this point, you can reprocess the resample for extra presence. A second EQ8 pass can clean up whatever the resampling introduced. Another light compressor or glue compressor can keep it controlled. A little more saturator or roar can bring it forward. Echo can add short, sync touches if you want a bit of depth, but be careful with reverb. In pirate radio style jungle, less reverb is often better than you think. Short rooms and controlled pre-delay usually work better than huge lush tails, because the snare needs to stay sharp. Then place the pad in the arrangement with intention. In the intro, it can sit under vinyl crackle and a break edit. In the breakdown, open it up for emotional lift before the drop. Under the main groove, keep it low and band limited so it acts like harmonic glue, not a competing lead. You can also use it for call and response moments, like a short stab before a fill or turnaround. In jungle, the pad can create atmosphere, mark section changes, and glue the harmony to the rhythm. Those are its three main jobs. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, leaving too much low end. That's the fastest way to muddy a DNB mix. High pass it harder than feels comfortable in solo. Second, using too much reverb. A huge pad tail can destroy the impact of the break. Third, making the stereo image too wide. Wide can sound exciting, but if the groove collapses in mono or the mids get blurry, it's too much. Fourth, resampling without automation. If nothing changes, the loop can feel flat. And finally, don't overpolish it. A little roughness is part of the style. If you want a darker or heavier variation, try band limiting creatively. You can make the pan sound like it's coming through a battered club system by focusing energy in the low mids and upper mids, while trimming both the sub and the really shiny top end. Another strong move is layering two resamples. One cleaner and mid-focused, one dirtier and more distorted. Blend them quietly and you get more depth without clutter. You can also sidechain the pad to the drum bus so it ducks not just on the kick, but on the snare feel too. That helps the layer breathe with the break instead of sitting on top of it. For a more pirate radio, old tape kind of feel, add tiny imperfections. Slight pitch drift, subtle pan drift, very light chorus ensemble, or a filtered noise layer tucked underneath can make the pad feel more hardware-like. And if the pad needs to behave more like a chord stab, use gating or clip shading to give it a short attack, quicker decay, and only a little release bloom. Here's a good practice move. Load a sustained pad at 170 BPM. Put EQ8 first, then auto pan, glue compressor, and saturator. High pass at around 150 Hz. Set auto pan to 1/16th, with about 35% amount and phase at 0 degrees. Compress it for 2 or 3 dB of gain reduction. Add about 3 dB of saturator drive. Then resample 4 bars, trim to the best 2 bars, and edit one hit by reversing it or shortening it. Automate a filter opening over the last bar, and drop it under an amen and bass line. Mute and unmute it and listen to how much energy it adds without getting in the way. So the main takeaway is this. In jungle and old-school DNB, a pad should behave more like a rhythmic, resampled texture than a long ambient bed. Clean the low end, shorten the envelope, add movement, compress it, grid it up, print it to audio, then edit it like part of the break. If you do that well, the pad stops sounding like a background synth and starts sounding like it belongs in the same battered, ravey ecosystem as the drums and bass. That's the pirate radio mindset. Controlled chaos, but with swing.